Interesting news overnight about what the hell's going on with Joe Moreira. He sort of bailed out of the Hong Kong season. He went back to Brazil. There was all sorts of thoughts of retirement and what would he do. And now there's been news from the Hong Kong Jockey Club that they haven't relicensed him, but Joe is to be riding a couple of Japanese horses at the big international meeting. So it's all very interesting. And who more educated to inform us about it than Alan Hats Aiken, our man in Hong Kong. How are you, Hats?
Morning, Matt.
How are you?
All good. All fun and games here.
Yeah. What's going on with Joe?
Well, you're incorrect in one aspect there. But Joe actually was licensed in Hong Kong up until yesterday, and right. He was expected by some to return after treatment for his troublesome hips and ride again this season. I was always a bit negative on that happening. But until yesterday, he was still licensed for this season.
Right.
However, I'm sure that a couple of things happened that changed that. From the Jockey Club's point of view, probably they were a little bit miffed to find out via social media that Joe was going to ride two of the Japanese horses at the international meeting in a couple of weeks. Clearly, if he's well enough to ride the Japanese horses, he should be well enough to be riding with his license in Hong Kong. But so I think that has really prompted what's happened since. And Joe has withdrawn his license for the current season. As I understand it, he's still going to ride a couple of the Japanese horses as a visiting jockey.
And the Hong Kong Jockey Club will
plan to return.
So it sounds like the Hong Kong Jockey Club's got its nose out of joint, but they can't interfere in any way with Joe returning to ride the Japanese horses on an international visitor's license.
No, that's right.
Yep.
You know, if an owner wants you to come and ride his horse in the international races, and you have a rider's license and you can make the weight, then the Jockey Club won't stand in the way of that. That's the case with Joe. He was always going to be permitted to ride these horses, but it meant he really had to change his status unless he was going to remain here after the international meeting and ride as a club jockey again. And clearly he wasn't keen to do that. So I'd say that would be the end of Joe as a club jockey in Hong Kong.
Mm.
And from what I understand from his comments, we're looking at not long before he retires anyway.
With a bit of a global whistle-stop farewell tour, by the sound of things.
Yes, yes. Go around and show himself off, shake a few hands, and I can understand that. It would be difficult after the after 20 years or 25 years of riding to just to suddenly stop, but that's what he plans to do. A few appearances, if you like. Australia, Japan, Hong Kong, and probably Singapore, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I'll ask you about these Japanese horses that he might be linked up with and just how big this wave of Japanese horses might be. And I don't think any are going to necessarily take on Golden 60, but they're certainly going to be spread across. Just on Joe Moreira, though, like the Joe Moreira legacy and the impact on Hong Kong, he came obviously on the heels of Douglas White. He dominated in Singapore before that. And then the Purton Moreira story was massive as well. How big a factor has he been in Hong Kong racing over the last 20 years or so?
Look, I think when Joe Moreira first came here in 2013, he was as good a jockey as you'll ever see. And I think probably his legacy is one that isn't talked about that much. You talk about what winners he's ridden and great races he's ridden. But I think Zach Purton is part of the Moreira legacy. When Joe first arrived that first season, yes, Zach did dethrone Douglas White that season. However, Moreira gave him a two-month start, was lost another, I think it was 18 or 20 meetings through suspension, and Zach only just beat him. And he then proceeded to ride rings around Zach for the next 3 years. And I think Zach realised he would have to go to a whole new level if he was to compete with Moreira, and he did.
Mm.
And I think both of them pushed each other to greater levels of skill and strength. I think that's one thing that might be missed in the farewell tour, that the Zach Purton that Zach became did so a lot because he was driven by the rivalry with Joe.
Is that, I mean, we've had obviously Preble White and we've had David Hayes' story there and all the other great trainers and the great horses, but is the biggest story of Hong Kong racing in the last however long the story of Maria and Purton?
Well, there was a great rivalry to match it about 30 years ago with Gary Moore and Tony Cruz, who similarly had a bit on the field. We also had Douglas White and Basil Marcus had some unforgettable stouches in the late 90s. So it wasn't brand new, but it was sustained over quite a long time. They were head-to-head for probably the last 5 years with no rider really having a major edge. So it's been a great story. I wouldn't say it was a totally standout story, but it has been one of the great stories of Hong Kong racing. As you see now, Marrera is at an end, and I think this will be Zach's last season. So, you know, time waits for no one.
No, that's right. I thought the inverted commas, the trial meeting at Sha Tin last weekend really showcased a pretty strong group of Hong Kong top-tier horses to repel the invaders, wherever they may come from next month. What's the story with likely lists of who's coming, and mostly from the Japanese? What's it looking like at the moment, the international meeting?
Well, we have 14 Japanese who have accepted invitations to come now. One of those, and one of the Aidan O'Brien horses, Broom, Win Marilyn, the Japanese horse, and Broom from Coolmore, they are both engaged in the Japan Cup this Sunday. So quite possibly they won't be here on International Day. I hope they are, because horses that back up from the Japan Cup into the Hong Kong bars actually have a pretty good record. But there is that possibility that they won't be there. So that would drop the Japanese down to 13. Five in the Cup, the 2,000 metre race, where I'm sure that most people will be looking at Panther Lassa as the likely winner of the race. That's the horse that got out with a huge break in Japan a few weeks ago in the Tenno show and was just run down on the line. And he's a pretty exciting style of horse. And I would think on a flat circuit at Sha Tin, because Futsu in Tokyo is not totally flat. It's got quite a big uphill run to the finish. On a flat surface at Sha Tin, I think a lot of people will be looking at him as very, very hard to run down. We have three in the sprint. They are the best sprinters in Japan. Gendarme, Naranjule, and Resistencia, who finished second last year. So, you know, they're good opposition, but the sprinters here are pretty good at the moment. I think that's one that we might hold. The mile, the Japanese are sending Snellmeister, Canon Scorpion, and Salios. I think probably Golden 60 has the measure of them, but they're worthy opposition. And then the Glory Vase is returning for the Hong Kong Vase, hoping to win that for a third time. We've only ever had one other winner of three of the same Hong Kong international races, and that was Good Baba in the mile. So he's out to make a little bit of history for himself.
Yeah, wow, what a great lineup. Hey, good on your hats. We've run short of time, but thanks very much for that update, and you've clarified the situation with the great Joe Marrera. Good on you, mate, and best of luck over the next few weeks as the season hots up.
No worries, Matt.